from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump will visit the U.S. Caribbean territory of Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands next week. Still reeling under the effects of devastating hurricanes Irma and Maria, and amid complaints of a slow U.S. disaster response, Mr. Trump defended that response.
A massive effort is underway, and we have been really treated very, very nicely by the governor and by everybody else. They know how hard we're working and what a good job we're doing.
Shortages of food, drinking water, fuel, and electricity persist a week after Puerto Rico took a direct hit from Maria, the fiercest of Atlantic storms. Puerto Rico's Governor Ricardo Rossello sought to play down complaints of a slow reaction by Washington.
We are grateful for the attention that the president himself has pledged on Puerto Rico. I really have been somewhat absent of social media, so I can only speak to what he has personally said to me, and I can guarantee to everybody that's listening, the president has called, has pledged his support.
Nearly all of Puerto Rico's infrastructure was destroyed or heavily damaged by Maria. The federal government has increased emergency funding. Thousands of emergency workers are on the ground. Thousands more U.S. troops are en route. João Lourenço has been sworn in as president of Angola, giving the oil-rich African nation its first leader in nearly 40 years, replacing outgoing José Eduardo dos Santos, who at 75 and rumored to be in ill health, decided not to run for re-election. The main opposition, UNITA, and its allies boycotted the inaugural ceremony. The parties unsuccessfully challenged the results of the August general election. With an economy hurt by falling oil prices, Mr. Lourenço has vowed to tackle inequality and corruption. This is VOA News. Iraqi Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani Tuesday claimed victory in a referendum for independence, calling for a dialogue with Iraqi authorities in Baghdad, who rejected the vote as unconstitutional. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has threatened to ban all flights into and out of the Kurdish region if leaders there don't concede control of airports to federal authorities. The referendum vote is non-binding, but Mr. Barzani said he hopes the yes vote will lead to an increased dialogue on secession. Saudi King Salman Tuesday ordered women to be allowed to drive vehicles, the royal decree directing the formation of a ministerial body to give advice and implement the order by next June. Ali Shahabi is executive director of the Arabia Foundation in Washington.
This has been hanging over the country for decades. It was a sort of a conservative habit that the religious establishment held on to and resisted, and so as a sort of symbol of upholding tradition.
Saudi ambassador to Washington, Prince Khalid bin Salman, said Tuesday this was a historic and big day for the Saudi kingdom. The UN Tuesday said nearly 500,000 Rohingya Muslims had now fled in violence in Myanmar's restive western Rakhine state to Bangladesh, and that, said Jens Lerke of the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, outpaces international efforts to respond.
The scale of the emergency has surpassed the initial projections. Humanitarian partners are now revising the response plan to account for additional needs and expect that funding requirements for the next 6 months could rise to some $200 million.
Some 45,000 Rohingya Muslims have reportedly crossed the border area in the past 48 hours. French President Emmanuel Macron Tuesday, in a two-hour speech, offered his vision of a reformed European Union, calling for closer cooperation on defense and immigration, including a common budget for Eurozone members.
L'Europe que nous connaissons est trop faible.
Speaking nearly 2 hours at the Sorbonne Tuesday, Mr. Macron said the Europe we know is too weak, too slow, and too inefficient. But he said only Europe can give us the capacity to act in the world in the face of great challenges to defend our values and interests. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson heads to China this week, and North Korea is expected to be high on the agenda. While holding out hope for a diplomatic solution to the North's nuclear and missile threat, President Donald Trump Tuesday warned the military option remains.
We are totally prepared for the second option, not a preferred option. But if we take that option, it will be devastating, I can tell you that, devastating for North Korea. That's called the military option. If we have to take it, we will.
The Trump administration announced it's ramping up economic pressure on Pyongyang with sanctions on 8 North Korean banks and more than 24 individuals. A Zimbabwean court has ordered jailed pastor Evan Mawarire, a critic of President Robert Mugabe, freed. A judge ruled police failed to bring him to court within 48 hours of his arrest. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.